The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Well, howdy there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Friday. Oh, yes, time to smile edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 21st of June, 2019. All the best technology news that's happened over the past 24 hours we're getting you caught up on right now in about 5 minutes. Google's doing a little background coding, at least for Windows users out there. The company actually recently added a new feature that actually shows YouTube video info over the volume overlay. Now, not only will this work in Google Chrome, it's also going to work in Edge, too. So if you're using any of those browsers, all you got to do is press the media keys on the keyboard, and the volume overlay will appear with more information about that video that you're watching. Now, the plan is to actually move these features to other things in the future. However, though, currently right now, it's only available for YouTube content. So if you're bored right now in front of your desktop, go check it out. See? It's kind of cool. Staying with YouTube news, guess what, Android folks? Your Android app is getting a testing feature. Apparently YouTube's saying, yeah, maybe this is a good idea. What's not a good idea? Well, some comments sometimes, so now you'll be able to hide them. That is, of course, unless you press a little button there that you want to expose all those comments and read through them and then probably just get pissed off. Now, currently this feature is only available in certain areas of the world. Some places in Southeast Asia are seeing it. Most prominently, though, it's happening in India right now. Again, just like everything in the Googleverse, it's in beta and testing. But there's been people clamoring for this for such a long time now, more than likely they're going to be bringing this feature elsewhere soon. Now, if you're on iOS, no feature for you. Currently, it's just Android only, and it looks like it's going to be that way for quite some time. Finally, you love watching Netflix on your portable device. But let's face it, sometimes it's hard to get into those movies or television shows, isn't it? Well, this little experiment that could be coming to a Netflix app near you might help change all that. Yes, I'm talking about Netflix hack days. And most of the time, the ideas, they suck. But one or two are usually kind of cool, and this is one of them. This one's called Project Rumble Pack. Basically, what it does, it activates your haptics for feedback in your phone. Meaning if there's a big explosion in some scene, your phone's gonna vibrate. Now, I know 10 out of 10 times, these things never make it into the app. But it seems Netflix is a bit interested in this one. So much so, they're actually inviting these developers into the Netflix HQ, and probably talking about maybe some of these features going into the app sometime, well, probably in the distant future, if ever. We all know that Netflix is really wanting to drive people more towards these apps that are on phone and having people sit on the sofa in front of the television. And they're feeling maybe this could be a good way of doing it. Or you can always just make our TV sets rattle on the wall. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com is our website where you can get subscribed to all of our BTN podcasts. You can also check out our blog and review section is up over there as well. Give us a like, too, on Facebook, British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And join us in our BTN community at our Slack room. We'd love for you to be a part of our community, and it's so much fun being over there. Come join us now, britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way on Monday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the weekend. But until then, have a fantastic Friday and an even better weekend ahead. And as always, thank you very much for listening.